Hey everyone, Dick Carter here, and welcome back to Champion's Mind. Today, we're diving into something super important, building healthy boundaries to protect your mental well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much in return? Like you're stretched thin, trying to please everyone and keep all the plates spinning. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Prioritizing your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like being a great athlete you wouldn't expect to perform at your best without proper training and recovery, right? Well, our mental well-being needs that same level of care. So, how do we set those healthy boundaries? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously change the game. First off, recognize your limits. This means understanding your physical and emotional capacity. You're not a superhero. Know when you need to say no without feeling guilty. It's okay to prioritize your own needs sometimes. Remember, declining an invitation or request doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you someone who values their well-being. Next up, communicate clearly. This is huge. Don't beat around the bush. When you need space or time for yourself, express that directly and honestly. Be specific about your needs and expectations. Think of it like laying down your game plan. Clear communication prevents misunderstandings and keeps everyone on the same page. Third, practice self-care. This is non-negotiable. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's reading a good book, hitting the gym, spending time in nature, or simply taking a relaxing bath. Think of self-care as your training routine for mental strength. Now, here's the big one. Learn to say no gracefully. This can be tough at first, but it gets easy with practice. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself or apologize for setting boundaries. A simple thank you, but I'm not able to do that right now is often enough. And lastly, be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing, they require ongoing effort and reinforcement. It's like training for a marathon, consistency is key. Remember, establishing healthy boundaries takes courage and self-awareness, but it's an investment in your mental well-being that pays off in countless ways. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls late at night, asking for favors and venting about their problems. You care about them, but their demands are draining your energy and impacting your sleep. While setting a boundary like I'm happy to chat during the day, but after 9 p.m, I need some quiet time, you protect yourself while still being supportive. T. It's win-win. Remember, your mental well-being deserves priority. By building those healthy boundaries, you create space for peace, clarity, and genuine connections. So take action today. Reflect on your current boundaries, identify areas that need strengthening, and start communicating clearly with the people in your life. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on setting boundaries. What challenges do you face? What strategies have worked for you? Leave a comment below or hit us up on social media. Until next time, keep championing your mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.